Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everybody. It is Friday. It is 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and we know what that means. That means two dudes are going to get together and have a conversation about something that really matters. That's what we are. With all dude respect, I'm Jim Ellis here on the West Coast. And we have Mr. Rick Wright on the East Coast. How you doing there, Mr. Wright?
I'm doing great, Jimmy. It's funny how we started the show. We were BSing, and we didn't pick who was going to start. So thank you for jumping in there and being so eloquent on the delivery. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I don't know about you, but I can't stand those silent moments. Like you ever been, leading something and you're asked for input and or any kind of conversation where there's silence? I always want to fill in the gaps. That's part of my nature, but anyway, it's all good.
Yeah, I'm actually okay with the silence. It's funny because I was just telling you a little bit about me before we got into the work we do, and I was that guy too. You know, if there was a silence, it'd be like, so anyway, man, so, you know, I'd be like, you know, just make up some shit. But now I sort of like I sort of just sit in it, and it's like,
right.
Cool, like, how long is this going to go? Or like, who's going to speak first? Because there's, you know, I learned some techniques that, you know, I love saying something to somebody with not a lot of explanation, really crisp and succinct and to the point, and then not saying anything. And I'm committed when I stop talking to not say anything until they speak. We could be sitting there in silence for 5 hours. I will not speak.
Hmm. Yeah, I understand
and
that.
You know what? I've never had to speak. So, and it's never been that long, but it's interesting, right?
Yeah, I'm getting better, you know, being okay with it as far as like leading calls and things like that. Because I know it's like part of the process. Because sometimes when people, they're like thinking of something, they're working on it. So don't interrupt their process of working on what they're going to say. Let it just be. So getting better.
Yeah,
getting better.
All the training I have now, you know, with stuff is it's always take a pause. You know, if my ego's engaged and I'm just going to open my mouth, that this probably the next thing that comes out of it is going to be something really bad. So, you know, so it's good that I sit. Let's experiment with it. Let's set the timer for a minute and let's just sit in silence.
A minute on radio, right?
Imagine on radio, right? You're like, oh, let's test it out. How funny would that be?
Like Andy Kaufman, something he would do, that comedian from the
80s. I love that dude.
Do wild shit. Is there any other big news in the world of Mr. Wright? Anything going on big?
Yeah, you know what? Today is like a momentous day for me. As far as I did a little physical experiment with myself over the winter, because usually over the winter I'll put on some tonnage, and this year I said, you know what? I said, what am I going to do to keep my mind present to staying physically fit? And have like a little bit of a challenge and then hopefully get some folks to join me. And what I did was I committed on October 31st to do, because that was a Monday, I committed to do 700 body squats per week up until March 31st. So, and that could be anything. I could have done 700 in one day and not the rest of the week. I could have done 100 a day for the whole week. I could have done, you know, any combination, as long as I did 700 body weight squats per week. And there was a couple weeks where I was really sick, and like 1 week I was really sick, and I was doing them 10 at a time just to be able to get, like, keep pace and not get too far behind. And today was the last day, and it was funny because I shorted myself, so I had to do 700 literally in 5 days. So what I did was I did 150 each day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then today I did 100 in a row, and thought I was going to, like, literally pass out. My legs were wobbly for a while, but approximated about 14,400 body weight squats. And my weight in the beginning of the on the 31st was 167.4. And my weigh-in, because I weigh, go ahead.
Your weight, you only weigh 167?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I weighed in today. And over this time, because that was my goal, you know, and I also committed to weigh in every Friday. And then today I weighed in at 166.2. So, yeah, I'm pretty lean. If you looked at me, I don't think you would say I weigh that much. But yeah, and I'm leaner than when you last saw me. When you saw me last, I was probably in the 180s, high 180s.
Well, I always thought you're kind of bulked up, though. Don't you have a lot of muscle on you? So I thought you'd be a lot heavier than 166.
Yeah, but the thing is I'm very lean. So I do have, you know, I have low body fat, so I still have, you know, I still have, my shoulders are still broad. I still have muscle, but I also thank, you know, I'm grateful at my age to still be able to see my ab muscles and
nice.
Still pretty. Yeah, I'm still, you know, fucking, I'll blow my own. I'm still jacked. Fuck, man.
What percentage is body fat? Do you know your percentage body fat?
I'm probably around 8 or 9.
What's normal? What do most people have? What do most people have, like 30?
No. Americans? The American culture is about 45. 45.
Is it really?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the average is, but it's like the healthy, like the BMI scale, it's like under, I think it's, if I was like 23.5 or something like that, that's like sort of under the BMI. But again, you know, 6 is really, really lean. You know, anything lower than 6 and you're looking at veins and your abs and stuff. 9-10 is good. I'm actually thinking about going lower because I'm maintaining some size while I'm still continuing to get lean, and I still feel good. You know, and I mean, trust me, it's not like I don't eat.
Right.
Go ahead.
Right after I got married, you know, the wife making the food, and is there leftovers? Yeah, oh yeah, there's leftovers. And so I would always have leftovers and made sure all the food was gone by the end of the dinner time. And I got up to literally 188. I mean, 180. I mean, I was, and I'm not like bulking out in muscles. So I'm 5'7" and something, you know, and change.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was getting kind of fat, and even some of my teammates were like, dude, you're fat. I am, because I've never had that self image, because I've always been, you know, thin. So my self image is thin. It's kind of like the opposite of what I guess some women go through when they actually are thin, but their self image is fat, so they keep trying to lose weight. I was the opposite.
Yeah.
My self-image is thin, so I can't see this belly in front of me. And so, but the numbers don't lie on the scale. I said, shit. So I just started to get healthier and eat better. And I weighed myself today. I'm 160.2, which is a lot closer to, you know.
That's great.
See my feet and everything. So, yeah.
See your cock.
I feel a lot healthier. Yeah. Barely.
That was the gauge, right?
There's the tip.
That's still good.
Right. So, yeah.
That was the gauge.
So, whether it's, you know, half mast or what, yeah, you got to make sure you got to see it.
All depends on how cold it is.
Shrinkage. So speaking of that, I mean, should we go right into our topic or is there another conversation?
I love it's funny because this week I was like, the week just flew for some reason. And it was like, I was sitting here yesterday and I'm like, shit. I'm like, you know, you're usually like, hey man, what's up? What are we doing? And then I said it. I'm like, hey man, what's up? What are we doing? I'm like, you know, it was like Thursday, and you're like, and you know, it sounded like you were into something, or maybe you're doing, you know, you have some business stuff going on, and it was good because I said, hey, so what about pets? I had a friend who just had a pet just had a birthday, and I sent you that picture of my cats on me. You know, I had the heated blanket on, and they were resting. So I'm like, yeah, why don't we do a pet show, man? Because I know you're a pet guy. I'm a pet guy. And
yeah,
I think it's a great topic, so why don't we just fucking get into it?
I didn't used to be a pet guy. I grew up with a younger sister who was a total pet person. I just kind of lived in the house, and she would attract all the cats from the neighborhood, and like any strays would somehow end up with Kathy, my sister. Not all the strays, but, you know, if there was a stray cat that was wandering around, it kind of found Kathy, and Kathy would befriend the cat, and we had a couple of those. And then once, maybe twice, the pet cat had a litter in her closet. Can you imagine a litter of kittens inside of a closet? I don't know.
Looking back,
it's like, wait, that's pretty wild. I mean, at the time, you're a kid, and you're like, well, that's normal because it's happening in the world. But looking back, she definitely was a cat person. She used to pick them up from the scruff of the back of the neck.
Yeah.
She knew all that stuff. And yeah. I just kind of was just around. You know, I wasn't really a pet person, but it's kind of it all just depends on, you know, who I'm with, you know, who I'm dating, and then of course with my marriage, you know, the whole world knows Hennessy, the most popular, most intelligent dog on planet Earth. So that's a little bit about where did you when you were growing up, did you all have a lot of pets? Or no?
It's interesting. My first pet was Lucky, and he was like the most adorable little fluffy dog, right? I think my father or my mother got him. We wanted a pet. Let's get a pet. And I was probably around in fourth grade, fifth grade. I don't know how old you are when you're that old. And this fucker was like, he in 6 months, his paws are bigger than like my hand. My parents were like, oh shit. Like, they didn't realize. They got, like, a sheepdog. So, it's a little, like, I don't know. It's a little bizarre, but my father took him somewhere. He didn't, like, put him on the highway or something. They brought him to, I don't know if they brought him back to a shelter or they brought him back to they told me they brought him to the farm. So, I'm assuming, like, you know, either they gave him away or did something, but they didn't want to just, like, spill the beans. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask them next time I see them. I say, where did you ever take Lucky? Maybe I'll report back to the show if it's acceptable. I think my parents aren't like freaks where they would just do that. But anyway, we got another dog, and his name was Junior, and he was awesome. He was a great dog. And he was my sister's dog primarily, and he was a Pekingese. He was so cool. And he lived a long time. And then I like dogs, but then as I get older, I had like a couple cats, and they were cool. And now, like, my house is just a cat house, and that's more because we think they're cool, and also they are very easy to take care of. Like, literally, you know, you don't have to really walk them anywhere or go outside. You just change litter, give them food, give them water, and they're cool. You know, they like us, and we like them. And do you know what the first domestic pet was?
The first domestic pet was I want to say woman, but, you know, from the old days, property. But I'm going to say it was a cat. Like in China. A turtle. Horse. I don't know. Tell me.
The first domesticated animal as a pet was a dog.
Oh.
There is a jawbone found in a cave in Iraq dated about 12,000 BC. So here's the thing. I read that fact, right? I'm like, that wasn't a domestic dog. That was a snack. Just because they found a jawbone doesn't mean it's a domesticated dog. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe they found a leash. An ancient 12,000
How to train your prehistoric dog.
Yeah, they already knew they were prehistoric somehow. Like, you know, this is so early on. I'm sure there'll be a lot of history in the future. So we must be prehistory. My God, and this is a big animal. Yeah.
And then cats came in around 7,000 BC.
And where did they come from?
Advent agriculture. Well, they take a wild, they take something wild and they fucking tame it. You know, they crossbreed it. They probably take, this is what I would do if I was a fucking flea-bitten caveman. I would see a cat and be like, man, that cat's cool, like a puma. And then what I would do is as soon as it had babies, I would take one right out of the gate. And then, like, I would like, pet it and, like, put a leash on it early and just, you know, make sure that it was tame, you know. I wouldn't fucking roughhouse with it. It probably had some shit going on. But here's the thing. So I'm just thinking, I'm trying to think this out as we're doing this. What would I crossbreed it with to make it more tame?
To downsize it.
Yeah.
A smaller cat? Wait, what comes from a bobcat or some kind of...
You know what? Maybe I took a puma and then I mixed it with a lynx. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, so there was no...
But then it would look weird.
Okay. So there was no, let's say, cat on Noah's Ark. Or there was no cat that is just, was evolution, like natural evolution of cat. They had to crossbreed something that was wild, that actually existed in the wild and could survive. Is this what we're trying to figure out? Like how they crossbred some wild animals to create some domesticated thing.
Yeah.
Like a dog,
you know,
like
what?
A dog came from wolves or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know what? I should have, you know, again, I'm like Mr. Show Prep. I'm like, I'll find out what date they were first around. Should have found out. How do you do it? You know, how do you do it?
Can we do it now? Like, can we, you know, get a domesticated elephant? By taking a puma, a cat, and a very miniature new elephant, and have them have a threesome, or I don't know. I mean, how would you actually start it now? This is hurting my head.
Here's the deal. I just looked up dogs, right? And of course, that was easy because it was wolves, right? So how do they domesticate cats, right? So how do they domesticate cats? You know what? They just started crossbreeding them. That's what it looks like. And then it looks like they have cats now. They're called, fucking good show prep on my end. They have a name for them and they look like little Bengal tigers. And they're really, really cool. They're big. And they still have them, but they're very domesticated. They're supposed to be very nice.
And where's this? China?
No, they have them in the U.S. They're cool. They're like exotic cats. But like if they stand up on you, they're like 4 feet. Like they'll come up to your chest. And
they're
big cats. They're probably shit bigger or eat more.
Well,
you know, but they're domesticated. They're not going to kill you in your sleep.
Get me my food now.
So what imagine a meow that comes out of that fucker.
That's funny. A meow, right? What, let's see, yeah, they sleep on the end of your bed and it kind of like lifts up the other side of the bed. What was the oldest pet you've had? The one you've had the longest?
Pet?
Yeah, the one you've had
the
longest.
Longest pet I've had so far was a cat that I had. Her name was Sammy. And she was the last cat we had before we got the Nati and Leo. And I lived in a townhome with a bunch of guys and, you know, guys that rotate in and out. And I was there for like 6 years. And this cat lived outside the whole entire time. She was a dumpster cat. But she was cool. She was like a tabby with white on her and she was always clean, sitting in the sun. And damn, man, I used to come out in the wintertime. I used to be like, I'm not going to see that cat in the spring. Lo and behold, there she was. And what happened was when I moved, I bought a house. The last day, because I was feeding her. I had this girlfriend at the time who was a crazy cat person. And I was feeding her. And the last day, we fucking grabbed her and stuck her in a cage and brought her to the new house. Now, the first week of the house, she went right to the basement. She crawled up in the roof rafter in the floor joist. We couldn't see her. She didn't come out for 5 days. And everybody kept saying, hang tight, she'll come out because she's got to eat, she's got to drink, she's got to pee. So we kept putting food and litter. And eventually she came down. She was the greatest cat. She was deaf. She had like 3 teeth left because, you know, she was outside all the time. And she was older. But I was just talking the other day to someone about this. When I had to take her to put her down, because I never had to take a cat, an animal to get put down, I was destroyed. I couldn't believe how ripped up I was. I had one of my men drive me. And then he drove me home, thank God. I had my sunglasses on, so I'm not, like, sitting there, you know, because I was bawling loud wailing, but, man, I was crying when I held her while they injected her, and then she just went away, you know, but she was in pain. Right. And I had to have one of my men drive me home, and I remember the rest of the day I didn't do anything, and I told myself, I said, man, I'm never doing that again. So I don't know what's going to happen with these two animals. They're going to die eventually. I'm not sure what's going to happen. But yeah. What about you? Give me your long-term pet.
Well, we had, Stuart. Like I said, growing up. Let me just ask you this first. It was the fact that you were actually there when your pet passed away. Was that what hit you so hard?
Oh, yeah, because she was such a great cat, you know. So I would lay down, she'd come on by my chest, she'd fall asleep, she just, you know.
Yeah.
She was like the first pet that I had that was like my pet. And she was great, you know, and it was just, she was in pain. She had some kind of probably cancer. And we're sticking her, you know, we're giving her hydration every day because she, you know, something was going on. And she just couldn't get up on the couch anymore. Like, this isn't life anymore for her. So we probably waited a little bit too long, but. It's just tough to make that decision. And she was just so, you know, she was good right to the end. She just sat there, you know, she just looked at me and, you know, and then they overdose them. The way they euthanize them is they overdose them on anesthesia. So basically they just go to sleep. But, you know, the needle hurt her a little bit. So she jumped and I don't want to think about it. Can we talk about some fun pet stuff?
I know. Two Scorpios. Yeah, I mean, the great thing about cats that I love is they always go where the energy is. So, like, if you're on the floor and you're writing something or you're drawing on a piece of paper and you're on the floor, maybe even on a table, they'll go, oh, that's where the focus is. So they'll just go and they'll sit right on top of it, you know. And I've seen pictures with you, and you said you sent those along. They're pretty funny. You know, you're taking a nap. You got a heater blanket on, and then they're both your cats are just wrapped up around each other. On top of you, it's there's something sweet about cats. When I was growing up, like we mentioned, you know, long term, we had my sister had a cat, Lucy. I don't remember where Lucy came from. Just she was always there, you know, for like, oh my God, I don't know, 14, 15 years, you know. I mean, it was like Lucy was the part of the family, so that was like the long term. And we don't need to talk about how she went.
Change the subject. What is your porno name? So your porno name is your first pet's name and the first street. So the first name would be your pet's name, and then the second name would be the street you grew up on. So what would be your porno name?
Sylvester Cambay. That's pretty cool.
Nice. That sounds like a little bit of alternative porn, if you know what I'm saying.
Not exactly, but I don't know. Sylvester was the cat way early on, you know, early cat Sylvester and Cambay Lane, you know, Huntington Beach. There we are. What about you?
My porno name is Lucky Ogden.
Lucky Ogden.
That sounds like a porn name, doesn't it?
That goes many places, yeah.
Exactly.
But I got to tell you some of the weird Well, I definitely want to have time at the end to talk about our current pet that we have here in the house. But I want to mention that some of the stranger pets we had growing up was we had frogs. Like we would catch frogs and we'd keep those for a while. And then we had a turtle. I remember a turtle. We had a bird, Fidrich. We called it Fidrich because there was a pitcher for the Detroit Tigers in 1976.
Mark Fidrich.
And he was he's such a tall, lanky guy. They called him Big Bird. So Fidrich was our bird. And then here was the weirdest one. We had a chinchilla. You ever heard of a chinchilla?
Yeah.
It's like this little fur ball that would run around super fast. It would get out of its cage and run. It'd always get out of its cage right before we had to go to school. And my mom's like, come on, get that. And you can never catch it. They're so fast. Why we had
That's
it?
Funny.
I don't know. Something from school. Kathy had, like, borrowed it from school, the chinchilla. So look that one up, everybody. But
That's funny.
Anyway, but I did want to. We got to talk about Hennessy. Hennessy, the smartest dog ever. I mean, if you go to my, Facebook page, Jim Ellis, or with all due respect, you can go to Facebook and then click on my name, and it won't take it long before you see a picture of Hennessy. She's an Akita mix, all right? So she's an Akita. Akitas were brought over from Japan by Helen Keller long, long, long ago, and but she's a mix, so she has some German Shepherd and Rhodesian Ridgeback. But here's the thing about Hennessy.
She's
also a runt. So you think of Akitas as pretty big and bulky, but she's like thin and not as big, like 40 pounds, 44 pounds. And the thing about her, though, is like she understands a lot of stuff. Like, it's not just like, hey, what? I'm a dog. Just feed me and whatever. No. She's super aware. When, let's say Jennifer's, like, upset or feeling depressed about something, Hennessy will go over to her, one of her two boxes, just two giant boxes of toys, like, you know, squeeze toys. She'll grab a toy, and she'll bring it over to Jennifer and go, here, this will make you happy. She doesn't say the words, but she does know words, too, you know. If I say happy, she'll look a certain way. If I say hungry, she'll really look. I mean, she knows the difference between happy and hungry. Fucking amazing. Greatest dog.
She loves that dog. How old is that dog? Is it starting to look like it get a little gray around the lip area, the snout?
Well, she's timeless and ageless because if my wife listens to this show, she'll not want to hear about any ages and things like that. But my wife takes such good care of Hennessy. People are like, oh, what is she? Someone said at a Starbucks, how old is she? 11. Oh, 11 months? Oh, 11 months, just a puppy. No, 11 years. Oh, whoa. So Jennifer, Hennessy's a vegetarian. Takes all these great vitamins, and she's totally taken care of. So, she's doing great.
Good. She's got tons of time left.
Yeah. Love it. So, well, cool. We got about, another minute left?
Let's promote our site. Because we always sort of, like, fit that in at the end. But, you can find me at Rick Wright on Facebook. And if you click up with all due respect, you'll find, you find me and Jimmy all over those links there. So, sign up for our show.
So what you can do is, you go to Facebook, and then I just typed in, and these are all separate words, with all dude, that's D-U-D-E, respect. And then it pops up. We got almost 168 members. You click on there, and then it's a public group. You can click on join. And then if you scroll down, the very first pinned post, you just click on that big graphic of Rick and a giant gorilla. Talk about pets. And from there, you can go to the blog talk page. And on the blog talk page, that's where you can become. So do it, people. Join us.
Yes.
So, awesome, Rick. Well, have a great weekend, Mr.
Awesome
Rick.
Show.
And,
yeah, you, You do the same there, James. Always a pleasure on this end.
Pet your cat, or two, or three. And
yeah.
We will talk to you soon, buddy.
Beautiful. Take care, brother.
All right, take care. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.